Hi and welcome to this interview podcast. I have a guest from Italy with me from Tiny Bowl Studios today. Hi.
Hello. Yeah. Hello everyone.
So for those who doesn't know much about you or your studio, could you tell them a little bit more about that?
Yep. For sure. Yeah. My name is Francesco and I work at Tiny Bowl Studios. We are a little indie studio in Italy. In Turin, that is northwest of Italy, near the Alps and near France. And yeah, we started pretty small a few years ago. And right now we developed Blind and Omen Exitio Plague that both came out in 2018. And those are our first two games we released, actually. We did a lot of work for Ayer in the past, but right now we have like 25 people at the studio, so we are getting into bigger and bigger projects. And yeah, so that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah. So like I played your game Blind, and how did you come up with that idea?
Actually, that idea came out at a global game jam. And the theme of the jam was like, we usually experience things not like we see them. So like someone came out with the idea like, yeah, we can do a game where the character is blind, so we don't have to do like all the visual stuff, and we can go faster and faster for the global game jam. And so there was the first idea about Blind. We made a little game that won actually the game jam here in Turin, and afterwards we developed the concept more and more, and we decided to go for VR, and it took us a long time actually to finish the game, but in the end we made it. And because we started when VR wasn't really a thing, there wasn't really much experience of medium, and so it required us like a lot of adaptation, a lot of research to understand how to make it work. And in the end, we did it. And we were really a smaller studio at the time, so it took a lot of effort.
Yeah, and I only played it in PSVR. That's my platform I'm using.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the control. I have to admit that I'm kind of jumpy because I played a horror game just before it, so I have some problems with the dark.
No, so, I mean, it has no jump scares. It's really narrative, slow-paced game. Everybody expects, like, jump scares when they try the game for the first time. And that's pretty funny because you see they are, like, little scared and stuff like that. But it's just a narrative game. You got the puzzle elements, but it's more about telling a story and using, actually, the VR medium in a way that is not so common. You know, it's like we use the VR medium to show less instead of like showing more to the player. So this in a way brings him in the game way more than if we were showing more and more about what he's seeing. So yeah, no jump scares anyway. So
yeah, I was just jumpy from playing that horror game. I really don't like horror games, so that's why I was on high alert.
Yeah, in VR can be really nasty sometimes play horror games. So
it can really be, but I was interested in game. One of the reasons why I was interested in it is actually the fact that I have a disability, but not the same one. I have Asperger. So this is pretty big for me, these interviews, but still, I was interested in that way that I wanted to see how it was to be blind in one way also.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's really different from like the reality of being blind, but we did our research. We talked with a lot of people about their problems, like blind people and so on. And so in the end, we tried to came up with a satisfying experience about being blind. And I think that this kind of focus in games about disabilities and so on can make a big difference when you talk about the problem and when you try to imagine the problem and when you try to, I mean, talk more about this kind of problems that usually maybe stays in the background a bit more.
Yeah, it's good in that way. I actually like that, that it's like gets people to realize it more, how it is at least, even if it's not 100% like this.
No, I mean, of course, it's really, I cannot even really imagine what it actually means, but I think we got a little closer, and actually when people try the game, they really get submerged by this kind of feeling and about all the slow pace, the black and white, and so it's always interesting to see people play your game, and I think Blind is an interesting game to try out for people to experience something different.
Yeah, so one thing also is it came out physically, the game also by
yep.
the developer. Yep. Is it? Did you get that special feeling? I'm holding my own game in my hands.
Yeah, actually, my boss was like, the dream of my life was to make a game for PlayStation, and I did it, and he was holding the game, so it was pretty nice for us. We have a copy framed in the studio, and just the other day, another guy sent us his physical copy so we can sign it and send it back to him. So that's really nice, actually. And yeah, we are really happy to have like the physical copy of the game. So
yeah, I'm one of those old school gamers that actually prefer it physically, normally.
Yeah.
I think it's a new downloads.
I mean, yeah, downloads are like pretty weird. They are super, super easy, super accessible. But yeah, sometimes it's just better to have the physical copy of the game. And I mean, me myself, I just buy games that I play. So usually, especially on PlayStation, I buy the physical copies. But I mean, I just think it's nice to have it, to have all your games there. It's nice to being able to just pick up a game and tell your friends, go play this, man, because it's a great game. And yeah, we are losing this kind of like exchanging games with friends mechanic that was really nice back in the days. So
Yeah. Hopefully
we will get more than.
Yeah, hopefully they will bring some more interesting, like collector's edition or something. That's always sell physical copies.
Yeah.
So yeah, like you were at the GDC in America recently?
Yep. Yeah, we went to Game Connection and GDC in San Francisco. And I mean, it was great. It's always great to see like how big the industry is, how many ideas you can find in this kind of places, to meet people that are veterans in the industry. Because, you know, like developing games in Italy, it's quite hard. It's all on another scale level, I would say, because like we don't receive funding from the government. It's not really an industry that is really considered much in our country. So when you go there and you see like the potential of what you're doing, it's just amazing. And it's also nice to learn from people that like knows tons of stuff more than you. It's nice to have them like play your game or try out your prototype and so on, and to discuss with them about it. And yeah, I mean, for us, GDC was actually, we had a new prototype for a new game, whole different thing from Blind, but we were searching like for funding and investors and publishers in order to go on with our games, actually. So, but yeah, it's just great. It was great to be there. It was really helpful also for us. So yeah.
Yeah, like for me, you're actually like in one way putting Italy on the game map, because in Sweden, at least, you're known for football, food, and all stuff. You're not known for gaming studios.
Yeah, food is. Yeah,
Food
football
and
and
foot.
food
Yeah,
is.
exactly. The
We're pretty famous for that. But yeah,
Yeah,
I mean,
there's.
it's also nice to go to GDC and where you can say like, we released two games last year, so actually you start like see people that start caring a bit more about what you're doing. Right now we are 25 people, so we start being like a studio that people can trust to invest in, that people get interested in, and so on. So yeah, hopefully we will manage to like take Italy out there in the video game industry. That's what we are hoping for.
Yeah, like I said, you're really putting them on the map, so hopefully you'll be able to achieve that. So yeah, you were also nominated for the Game Blind.
We were finalists at the VDA 3, that are Vipor Developer Awards. And so yeah, we received a trophy actually for the game Blind. So now we have the framed physical copy of Blind and the trophy. So that's really nice for us at the studio. And I mean, it's also nice that people like Vipor people decided that a game like Blind, even though it is slow paced, even though it is really a narrative game, was interesting enough to be the finalist for this contest. So, I mean, we couldn't have hoped for better. So they were really nice to us. I mean, they invited us. They just didn't tell us if we did one or not, but I mean, second place was all right for us in this situation. And the other game, Apex, is like a good game, so it was like a tough competition, but in the end, they won. But we have a trophy, so we are super happy
Yeah,
about
I
it.
may be biased in this question because they're from Sweden and I'm from Sweden, so
Okay,
yeah, and
so yes, they.
they were actually my first guests on this interviewing thing.
Okay. But
Yeah.
they all seem like really nice guys, so
Yeah,
I
they really
mean.
are, at least the one I have talking with, he's a really nice guy. So but yeah, that was one of the toughest choices for me. If I could have voted there, that would be impossible.
Yeah, I mean, it's just how this thing goes. I mean, the second we weren't really expecting to go to the finals either. So, I mean, for us it was like winning in the end. So we're super happy about that.
Yeah, it gets you out there in many ways. It gets you publicity, and that helps a lot.
I'm sorry, I didn't
I
heard
said
this last.
it gives you publicity and all that if you're even getting to the final, like.
Yeah, I mean, it's just great for us.
So yeah, like you said about upcoming probably, are you presenting something in the near future? You don't have said what, but.
I mean, we are changing totally the pace. I mean, we have some games we are working on right now and that we presented there at GDC. Actually, the other game that came out in 2018 for us was Omen Exitio Plague. That is actually a game book, a digital game book experience. So it's like, I don't know if you recall the game books from the 80s and the 90s where you have to make your own choices to go on through the story. But it's this kind of game. So a game where you have the text, you have the images, you have the music, and you get in this kind of mood is a Lovecraftian narration. And you go on through the game and make your own choices. So you decide if you want to spare the life of someone or if you want to kill them. You decide everything in the game. You got different endings and so on. And you got also some RPG elements. And so we are working on more game books slash visual novel games because we are really committed to that and we really like the genre. And it's also like we have a team that is experienced on that. And also we have like the game we prototyped is a multiplayer brawl arena really something about, let's say, Splatoon's meets Smash Bros. Meets Fortnite in a way, but it's designed to be like really more frenetic, more of a couch game, like Rocket League, for example, where you get that feeling that, I mean, you just hang out with your friends, you play it, you have split screen and so on, and you just have fun with them. But you can also become really good at the game, so.
So you have worked with several platforms for VR for this. Is it any big difference, like, working with them, like, adapting to them?
Yeah, I mean, it does make a difference. The biggest difference is actually working on PlayStation VR, because their hardware is not as good as a computer one, so you have to optimize a lot in order to make the games run on the older PlayStation 4. And it was really hard for us to do this kind of optimization. So it's just that you have to confront with hardware that is not really that updated anymore, and that's painful sometimes for a team, and also for VR that requires a lot of like hardware to run properly. So
yeah, and I've heard that they are actually making more tests on the game. It has to run like 60 frames per second and everything. Like,
yeah. They are really strict on the quality they want for the games that get published on PS4. So yeah, you have to pass like a lot of tests, and sometimes there is the guy telling you, okay, if I jump here 3 times and then spin around for 2 times, it drops under 60 frames per second, and you're like, okay. So it's long because, I mean, there are a lot of situations where the frames just dropped and we had to address those, but in the end, we made it, so.
Yeah, and the part
nice.
I have seen is really smooth. Except the dark parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's just me that can't stand them. And as a bonus, I'm pretty bad at puzzles in games, so.
I mean, at but least, I mean, you know, you will not get jump scares, but yeah, puzzles, you will get puzzles.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
For sure.
Yeah, I will have to work on them. I could manage those I got, at least.
Okay, that's nice, I mean.
Yeah, and this game is like putting them in the game in a good way. It's not like, it's a natural way of the game.
We are trying to, I mean, we try to put the puzzles in the game so they could like suit the whole atmosphere and the whole theme of the game. So there is a lot of sound involved in the puzzles. And yeah, so we think, I mean, the puzzle were really designed thinking about the game itself. It's not the main part of the game though. It's just how you progress through it. It's just how you challenge the player, but actually is the narrative part that is the most important to us.
And I have to ask that, we're not going to spoil the whole game here, but the beginning, I felt vibes from that in one way. I think it's not the same. That Stephen King book, if you know what I mean. That fan that finds that guy by the road and keeps him prisoner.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not. It's not like that. I mean, it could.
You get the vibes, but like, I guess, what?
It's not really like that,
yeah.
But I'm sure, like, usually when you are in that kind of situation, you just think about that book. So yeah.
Yeah, I felt like that when I met.
That's why, like, people is like always asking us when they try it, if there are jump scares or stuff like that, because probably they are already in the mood. But
I always expect that when it becomes dark in a game. I don't know why. I love horror movies, but games, oh.
Yeah, but maybe I'm just lying to you, and in the end you will have that one jump scare that will make you like fall down from your chair.
Yeah, that almost happened when I played a game, Impatient, if you have seen that one.
Which game, sorry?
Impatient on PSVR. It's
I didn't play that one, but
yeah, you've heard
I
of
can
it.
imagine.
Yeah,
I heard about
I actually jumped so high that I landed on the side of my chair, live streaming it.
it. Okay,
Yeah,
that's nice.
luckily they
I
didn't
mean,
hear that.
usually the audience loves this kind of things.
Yeah, they
I
loved
mean,
it.
it's way better to see people streaming like horror games when they are scared. For me, in the end. I mean, when I play horror games like with my brother, I'm the one who gets scared and he doesn't. So he just watched me while I play and he enjoys it a lot. So I
Like
think.
those guys who doesn't even react, or it's almost
No, he is the
he's
guy
so
that
boring.
just. I mean, yeah, he doesn't react at all. He's like cold.
Yeah, and I'm screaming
And
my
so
lungs
is.
out.
And I'm like. Yeah, I'm always like worried about jump scares and so on. So in the end, I get so much anxiety, but that's the best part in the end, probably.
So like I decided to do that, yes, horror stream because I was thinking a way I could, if I could interview people, that's a big scare for me because of my Asperger. Like I have
Okay.
social problems, like in this kind of situation. But if I could manage this, I could manage a horror game, I thought.
Oh yeah, I mean you
Yeah.
can manage everything.
Yeah,
So
exactly. So I just g went for it, and I get the reactions I got from the crowd was that it was really funny to see.
yeah,
But
I
my
think.
heart didn't agree with them.
No?
No, it just starts
I don't
raining.
know about that for sure, man.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
No, it's just no. Almost like I was almost hiding. So yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I got you because I'm the same kind of player on this kind on that kind of game, so
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So, like, what's your favorite game of all time?
Oh my God, that's a really difficult
Yeah,
question.
everybody has said that. Have said that this far.
Don't know. I think that maybe. Probably. Oh, shit, man. I have to think. I mean, I got surprised by this question,
Yeah.
actually, even though I should have predicted.
It's not really common, I know that. It should be
No,
more common than it is.
I actually should have. Wait a sec. I think yes, the. Yeah, I think maybe The Last of Us is my favorite,
Yeah,
probably.
that's a really nice one, but I couldn't even dare to play that.
Yeah, I mean, that one was like a big game for me, and I also got to play it like with my brother and my father on the couch during summer. So we were all playing together, and in the end, we were just screaming like. We were not sitting on the couch anymore, and we were just screaming around the room because we had to save that girl, you know? And so, I mean, for me, it meant a lot also for the situation I was playing it. So, yeah, I think that would be my choice, probably.
I tried to play it with one friend beside me, but that didn't work.
Yeah.
Maybe I could do it now when I'm braver, but at that time, no.
Yeah, probably now
Yeah,
you can do anything right now. So,
yeah,
I mean, you have
it
to
feels
remember
like it.
that.
So yeah, I have seen the story. I can add that. I have seen the whole story because it was so intriguing for me.
Yeah, but you have to play it yourself because it's just amazing how
Yeah,
it
that's a.
plays out in the story and also I mean, the feeling and the immersion that they get with that game is. It's really something that you don't see commonly.
I only hope that the second one will be as good as the first when it comes to the
I
story.
think they usually, I mean, they are usually really, really good with their games, so I think it will be good as well. It's really hard to keep the pace when you release stuff like that, but they usually manage, so we'll see.
And for me personally, if I turn that question around, I'm actually going for Borderlands 2.
Yeah,
Yeah.
So you know you got the announcement today for
Yeah.
Borderlands 3.
Yeah, I saw that
So
that
you're
announcement.
hyped
Yeah.
about
That actually saved
that?
my day yesterday because everything was going against me almost.
Okay, I'm really hyped too. I really liked Borderlands 2.
Yeah.
I think it's a fun, really funny game, and you can also play it, like with your friends on the couch and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a
La
really nice game.
yeah, and luckily I have the friends with the same sense of humor as me.
Okay,
Yeah,
that's
so
important for
yeah,
playing that
exactly.
game with other people.
Yeah, because some people I've shown it to, it's just, what the heck is that? What is this stupid thing?
Yeah, it seems like really like a cartoonish thing, but in the end, I mean it really worked for me. I really liked that game, so yeah, I don't understand why people shouldn't play wouldn't play it, but I mean
It's a special kind of humor.
yeah.
It really is. So yeah, like you were in GDC. Are you coming to some other gaming expos around the world, or?
Actually, yeah, actually with Blind we were like we won another prize at Code Emotion in Milan, and now with that prize we should participate to Indie Prize in London in the end of May, so hopefully we will get another trophy there. We'll see. And afterwards I don't really know actually. We'll see if we manage to go to some other conventions and to participate in some other competitions, but we really don't know right now.
I would be so happy if I could see you over here, but we ha only don't have really many of those expos. We have a few, but not many.
Yeah, I mean for a small company it's always like an investment to go to this kind of events. So we really have to select them carefully and when we decide where we want to go. So yeah, we're actually in a selection mood right now. So we are watching some possibilities and we'll see where we decide to go. But actually, I don't have precise information about that right now.
To make a sneaky move here, I suggest in one way looking up DreamHack, even if it's a LAN party officially. They have an expo there.
What? Sorry, sometimes the
If
lines just
I could
drops.
just make a sneaky move here. Have you heard about DreamHack?
Yeah, I heard about it. Yep.
Yeah, we have it's an expo also. It's not maybe awards like that, but they have an expo. Just to make a sneaky move here, like advertising.
Okay,
Yeah.
I mean that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm not that's the way to do it,
I'm no way
actually.
connected to them. I have to add that. Like I just happens to live 3 minutes away from it.
Okay,
Yeah.
but I mean, usually this kind of things always need like a little push. It's nice to support them in the end.
Yeah,
There's
it is. Like,
nothing wrong about that.
yeah,
So.
exactly. So we don't have a lot of that in Sweden, those big ones. So I'm trying my
Yeah, for
best.
us it's just Milan,
Yeah.
actually, Milan's game week, but that's it. So I can understand. We really care about that too.
Yeah.
So.
So yeah, like, was it a lot of like question around about this game, or like, was it a lot of finding out? Was that process really long, or to like find
About
out
the
the
re
blind,
researching
yeah, for the blind,
stuff for the game, you mean?
yeah.
I mean, yeah, it took some time. Actually, we had to manage to combine the informations that we received with the hardware that we had, and also at the time was, I mean, as I told you, right now is it's easier because you just like put the Oculus in and it gets recognized by the software, but back then it was way harder to like work on this kind of technology. So we had to combine the two sides, so the informations with the hardware, and find the best solution possible to for the players to experience.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about like flat screen games versus VR in that way. Like, it should be totally different in many ways. Like,
yeah.
It's more possibilities here in one way, in my opinion at least. I don't work in games like that, but it should be.
I mean, with the VR, you're saying you have more possibilities, or?
Yeah, like I have with my own movement of my hands, like. If we think moves against controller and all that stuff, like hands, I move them freely in one way.
Yeah, I mean it will be interesting to see how this goes actually, because right now it's still a bit gimmicky. You know, it really doesn't. It does work, but. I mean, I'm really curious to see how it goes in the future, because probably there is still a lot of work to do and a lot of possibilities to explore with VR, and also the technology will upgrade a lot. And so I think we will see interesting stuff in the future, that's for sure. Because actually, you know, right now VR, they sold a lot of helmets for like PlayStation VR, but statistics say that people isn't really using them that much. So I don't know, maybe they just bought it because it was like the new fancy thing, and in the end they just tried it once and never gone with the VR games. So I mean, probably in the future they will have better technologies, and so people will be more likely to go into VR in a more serious way.
I think one of the problems there is the fact that it's, you need to set up cameras, you need to have space in one way, and it's like a nightmare when it comes to that. Cords everywhere, and sometimes you almost trip up on that and all that stuff. If they solve that, maybe it's coming a version with that Oculus Quest thing.
Also in the offices, I mean, it was quite hard to like find a space to try out everything and test everything, you know. Like the first time I tried VR was like bumping into stuff because we didn't really have a proper space to do that. So it was pretty funny because all the office was like moving on the other side and the guy was trying out the game. So yeah,
I've actually heard some
we'll
people
see without the cords it would be
I've actually easier. Heard some people in PlayStation VR putting like a thing in the roof and having the cable run through that.
That's a nice idea actually.
Yeah, it's nice until you get stuck on it and turn around.
Yeah, that isn't nice at all.
No, but yeah. I really feel the cord when I'm standing and playing. At least that's why I prefer sitting in one way. But I really feel the cord when I'm standing; like it's in the way all the time. So yeah, I hope that they are pulling this off with the Oculus Quest and HTC's answer to that and everything. That would be nice.
We'll see how it goes, actually. I'm pretty curious to see.
Yeah, because then maybe we don't have to set up a lot of cameras everywhere and cords everywhere and look as stupid as we do.
There will still be like a lot of sensors and stuff. So, I don't know.
Yeah, because that's the problem for me also, the space to use it.
Yeah, actually, when you see like big streamers, big VR streamers, and you see they have an entire room just to play with VR, and you're like, man, that would be really nice actually. But yeah, most people don't have that kind of space, so
most people doesn't have it, or they're not allowed to have it for their for their other half relationship.
Yeah that could be true. You could get in really big trouble if you set up like a VR space in your bedroom with your wife, probably.
Yeah,
I think she would like it. So.
No, and I have a small apartment, so I don't have the space for that. I have to have my living room with everything in it at the same time. I would love an extra room just for VR.
Yeah, that would be really nice, actually.
Yeah. That's actually my questions for today. Yeah. So I'm really glad that you came on to my interview thing.
No, but I mean, thanks to you. Actually, is we are one of the things that we like the most is that there is a really strong community of people that really follows what's going on in the VR industry and so on. And they're all really nice people that really participate to the conversation, that are curious, they ask questions. And I mean, that's really nice for a developer, for an indie developer to see like people talking about your game, people interested in your game. And so, yeah, actually, I'm the one that thanks you for the interview and for the time you just spent to talk about Blind, about our studio, and so on.
Yeah, no problem. I'm happy to talk about it because I think find it really interesting with VR and all that stuff. I really hope it's going it continues to grow like it does now, right now.
Yeah, we are really hoping that too. So we'll see how it goes. But I mean, it was just great to make that game and our team. I mean, we learned so much from that experience actually that now we are really ready to take on some other projects. And I mean, it was the project, our first really big project. So it just means a lot to us.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to see what you're we're coming with next in VR, because
We'll see.
yeah,
Right now
if
we will take a little break from VR, but we'll see.
yeah, exactly. So yeah, it was nice having you here, and that will be it for this time in this interview, and I'll see you in the next. Bye.
Bye bye, man. Thanks.